Yo.
Hello, Shorty. What are you doing?
Nothing. Sitting here watching the game, smoking some bud.
Are you all alone?
What's up? What's up?
What the? Who's that?
Yo, pick up the phone. What's up?
What's up?
Yo, Duke, pick up the phone.
Such sights to show you.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. And, this was like forever ago, but you tagged me in this thing about like, you ever listen to Landslide and realize, and like the lyrics become more and more applicable?
Oh yeah.
Like, we are getting older.
Alex just shared a Vegas memory that I swear was like a year or two ago, but it was already been 5 years since we were there, and I was like, Jesus.
I was talking to my neighbor and she was like, yeah, I just renewed my lease. I'm like, didn't you just move in?
Like, yeah, 10 years ago.
You're like, what? When were the meth people again? Holy fuck.
No, it's true. You've been here since
I know.
The meth
people. We were here for the whole, like, the raid and everything. It's just
it's crazy.
A whole season of TV has happened for these people in their lives.
Yeah.
They're on season two of Breaking Bad now.
I know. We're moving.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Well, let's depressingly start this, like, whole parody episode. This is great. This is a good mood.
First of all, you... No. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Horrible People's Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Webster. With me, as always, is Anthony Fuentes.
I'm high.
Yeah, he is. Joining us this week, James Brizuela.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
He's sober. I don't know if it's fucked
up. Yeah, he's sober. Happy 420, everyone.
Yes. Woo. Made it. We did it.
I can't get high and do stuff. It's just,
I get it. I respect
there's
it.
There's no way. No. I would, like, if I was high right now, I wouldn't be able to speak. I wouldn't even know what's happening. I'd be in the corner and be like, oh my god, I'm so high.
Oh god.
I feel like I've been high for like 3 episodes on this, and I feel like it's a flip of the coin every time.
Berserk. So, Idle Hands.
And then some other.
There was another episode.
There was another one.
I think maybe The Strangers?
Yes, The Strangers. We all got high together.
Yeah,
Kathleen was there.
Yeah,
yes.
And then I got a little too high.
Yeah, you definitely were. You were getting hot.
Speaking of, we're ready to sweat our asses off in my apartment because it's 100 degrees.
Oh my god, California's stupid. In 4 days, it's going to be 60-something.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's a dump.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, we're talking about Scary Movie from the year 2000.
Oh man, this is a
good
one.
Not a scary movie, the scary movie.
Yes.
Just want to clarify that.
Yeah, yeah.
You say scary movie and then it could be like...
We're talking general scary movie.
General
scary
movie.
We're talking,
yes. By the way, you know how hard it was for me to try to find if it was streaming? Because I was like, where's... I was like, scary movie streaming.
Yeah.
And it was like, what? I was like, no! The, like, scary movie. The
scary movie.
Scary movie. Where is it? They're like, oh, this one? No! It was impossible, so I just wrecked it.
Why is Scary Movie 2 first? What the fuck's going on, Google?
Yeah, basically. That's what happened.
So, yeah. Google. I feel like Google's getting worse. It doesn't even show me Shudder shit. It's dumb.
That actually, when I put Scary Movie streaming to find out if it was, that's the website it took me to. I was like, that's not what it asked. Mm. God damn it.
Well, thank you for Old Band Corner.
Yes, I'm
sorry.
Could you believe it? God damn it.
Back in our day, we had a rent DVD.
Old Man Yells at Cloud, the podcast.
Basically. Yeah, got a little hot there. It's okay. Well, we found the movie. Hey.
Yeah, and per tradition, our guest is going to introduce the podcast.
Because I almost dropped
You're
my phone.
You're not high!
I know. Okay. Here
our clumsiness energy is just coming towards him right now.
Scary Movie 2000. A year after disposing of the body of a man they accidentally killed, a group of dumb teenagers are stalked by a bumbling serial killer.
I love that
they put dumb.
That's the
good.
Movie.
That's actually pretty
that
good.
That is the movie.
They are dumb.
So it's directed by Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Oh, the boy.
Written by Sean Wayans, Marlon Wayans, Buddy Johnson, and Phil Bowman. Produced by Eric L. Gold, Lee R. Mays.
Mm-hmm.
It is starring Sean Wayans, Marlon Wayans, Anna Faris, John Abrams, Carmen Electra, Shannon Elizabeth, Kurt Fuller, and Regina Hall. By the way, adding Carmen Electra to that is a little, come on.
I mean, it's like that was Drew Barrymore on screen.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's like a nod.
I took that directly from Wikipedia.
So. I know, but that's why I'm like, I mean, you know.
That's how they did it. She was on all the fucking TV spots, all the
she
trailers.
Was. I remember all the trailers back in the day. It was like always her, and running through the water was like the main one. And I was like, yeah. I want to see this.
right? I remember the trailer in theaters, and I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah.
Puberty time. Let's do it.
So it was released on July 7th, the year 2000. The budget was $19 million, and it got a staggering $278 million in the box office.
Okay, I know. I remember earlier we were talking about this, and I'm like, yeah, it made a lot of money. I just generally knew it made a lot of money. That's like a lot of money.
In the year 2000? That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's like a... Wow. That's
a lot of times when I write about the older movies and like, you know, what that money means to like what it would be now, it's pretty crazy. Like the conversion of like, you know.
Yeah, like the Titanic, Gone with the Wind is a beast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that shit's insane.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah, like literally the money it actually like 2022 made is like.
Like, how much of the American population? That's a big percent.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like for those kinds of things, you have to take into consideration like. Things to do. Like, I don't think there were as many things to do.
No, is that an alcoholism?
There's fun facts. Gone with the Wind premiered in Riverside, California
Fox Theater,
At the Fox Theater, yeah. That is our claim to fame, and that's it. That's all we got. Mm-hmm.
Great. A racist fucking movie.
How dare you? Poor
Speaking
Maddie.
Of a racist fucking movie.
that's one way to describe it.
No, this I would say there's
sexist, racist.
According to the Letterboxd reviews, it is.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be interesting because let's say it's from a different time. It's from a very different time.
Look,
even 20. Yeah.
There's no way this movie could have ever been made in the last 10 years.
Oh no.
You know, that's actually a question.
Mm. Okay, we're going to definitely talk
about
that.
Okay, we'll get into that.
Just remember, released in the same year was Dude, Where's My Car, where they're dropping so many F slurs, and it's like, one of those,
but
like,
Dude,
movies.
Dude, Where's My Car, like, you, any person from, like, I mean, our relative age range, you can go up to him and be like, dude, sweet, what's mine say? Dude, what's mine say? Sweet! Like, it's just...
Yeah.
They have that joke in Scary Movie 2, and it's actually pretty good.
Okay, I like that. Yeah,
it's another moment where it portrays Ray as being gay as
well. Oh my god.
It's pretty
good. It's so good.
anyway,
all right, let's do it. All right, we'll get to our feelings in a little bit. But when you talk about the world of comedy, it's impossible to not also talk about the Wayans siblings. That's right. Together, this family of 10 has revolutionized the world of entertainment as we know it, both in front of and behind the cameras. And then me and James can attest to this. We grew up in the prime era of this stuff. Yep. So
Ken Wayans, Marlon Wayans, Sean Wayans, Keenan Ivory Wayans.
That's right.
All of them at some point or another were either on a television show, producing movies, directing movies. They were everywhere, and they always made really hilarious shit.
See, and I can get James to quote the next line immediately when I just go like, look up, Marlon.
Say cheese!
Those brothers.
We're happy and we're singing and we're coloring. Na 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 na. Give me a high five.
All right, cut. Beautiful. Oh, sorry. You're gonna get this. You should see listeners. Alex's face is blown away by the nostalgia dump we just threw on.
Yeah. For all you people that are older and watch the Wayans Bros show, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a great show. Yeah.
It's a good show. I was going to wait to say that one, but let's go. So, Alex
so
is still
I made this section purposely short because I knew this shit was going
to
happen.
I mean, you know. As soon as he told me, I was like, oh, we're going to be talking about the Wayans brothers a lot.
Yeah. But on this Marlon Wayans, he says, quote, think of how lucky I am to grow up in my house with my legends. I grew up in a house with legends, so I can't help but follow in their footsteps and yet blaze my own. And that's true. That is from the creator mind of White Chicks.
Yeah.
It's his own thing. He fucking, oof. Mm-hmm. Good movie.
Ah, White Chicks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Wayans Brothers production.
Well, I think if you, like, in my age range, we have you have Mean Girls and you have White Chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, two, like, early 2000s, like, quintessential, like, just quotable, quotable teen movies.
Like, from your age, like, it's just, everybody will know it from then on. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mean Girls and White Chicks were in our thing as well, in our arsenal, no?
Yeah, Mean Girls not for me. White Chicks, yes.
Oh, Mean Girls.
I watched Mean Girls like way, way, way later in life. Like I think in the last 3 years, I finally watched it.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, because like everybody hyped it up so much to the point where I didn't want to watch it.
Oh, so you're being a little fucking edgelord about it.
Well, yeah, because everyone was being annoying and like, oh, you have to watch it. You have to watch it. And I was like, dude, I'll get to it. Like, relax.
Like how you are with Pulp Fiction.
That's different. I did not do it that way.
Ooh. Oh.
I was like, you haven't seen Pulp Fiction. Oh, that was sad.
That's not how you said it.
Yes.
I have it on audio.
Oh, my God.
You can rewind the tape.
Oh, that's... I'm just going to tell you that one. That was great, Alex.
How dare you?
Yeah, she's, anyway. She's on it, one stone. Jesus.
Anyway.
It's because I'm not anxious.
So now I can relax.
It's like, if I could work like this, it'd be great.
Now I'm not second guessing everything that comes out of my mouth.
Oh, see, now I am. I usually just fucking just dart it. And now I can't do it now. So.
No.
Well, you were saying something about White Chicks, though.
No, I was just saying that White Chicks is one of those movies how, like, you know, how you guys can, certain movies, you guys can just like, go bop, bop, bop. Like, Yeah, that's me with White Chicks, or Mean Girls, but most, like, White Chicks is, like, yeah.
But Mean Girls, I feel like, has a good swath of people that can do that.
Yes.
A lot of people, like, just fucking know it. It's like a gift machine.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yeah.
Oh, it's true. And also, just made 1,000 Miles so fucking popular.
Oh, my God, Jesus. That's right.
It's Terry Crews driving down. I'm like, I love it so.
Oh, we can go on Terry Crews. All right, let's go back. Let's go. Marlon is one of 10 Wayans siblings that grew up in New York City with their mother, Elvira, a homemaker and social worker, and their father, Howell, a supermarket manager. So,
all of them just kind of just like, all right, Hollywood, baby.
Comedians and stars, yes. So, youngest Wayans siblings, Sean and Marlon Wayans, got their star on Fox's In Living Color, and later started doing more work with their brothers Dwayne Keenan, the show's creator, Damon, and sister Kim.
I knew I forgot someone. It was Damon.
Damon Wayans. Yeah. I mean, fucking Blank Man, son.
Yep.
Oh, dude, Blank Man, we gotta do like a Blank Man Zerk. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
He's actually, I just wrote an article about it. He's returning to acting. Damon Wayans is.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's got some Thriller coming out soon.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
oh,
I was going through both Sean and Marlon Wayans' Wikipedia pages, and I was like, they haven't done anything.
A little bit.
Damon Wayans, the last thing he did was he was Murtaugh on the series version of Lethal Weapon. And that was it. But then I think,
damn. That was after My Wife and Kids.
He stopped doing a lot of stuff. He did that, and then he did a couple things, and then he did like 2 or 3 seasons or something like that of Lethal Weapon, and then nothing since 2019.
Oh,
so it's been a minute since he's done anything, but now he's going to be in a movie with Pam Grier.
Oh, is Pam Grier's gonna be there too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's got a really good cast so far.
What happened to David Alan Grier? Is he still?
I don't remember the last film I've seen him in.
I mean, neither, right? It's been a little bit.
Yeah.
He was in Tales from the Hood. He had a very good segment in that one.
He was great in The Army now with Paulie Shore.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, in The Army. Oh, okay, now we're getting 2 nostalgias up. All right, we gotta go. You're right. Thank you for making this section so short, Alex Webster. Jesus. We're just like, oh, yeah, all the fun stuff we used to love for, like, you know, decades.
I mean, a lot of Pulp Fiction.
That's what it does in that conversation, though. So, along with Marlon, Sean Wayans created and starred in the sitcom The Wayans Brothers, which me and James were riffing on earlier, on the WB from 1995 to 1999.
Remember the WB?
Oh, damn, with the frog?
No, man.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
I was going to quote Chappelle, but I want to get you guys canceled.
Stop it!
But also, sad story about the Wayans brothers. I remember the first time in my life ever getting news dropped on me that there was a cancellation was the Wayans
brothers. Oh, this was your first TV cancellation that broke your heart?
Well, because there was like, I was watching the news with my grandma. She was babysitting us. And I remember it was like later on tonight, we're going to talk about all the new shows coming to fall. And I'm like, oh, new shows? Cool. Like, I'll just watch the shit with my grandma. And it was, they waited till the fucking end of the news. And then I remember it was like all these shows that I can't remember. It was a good, there's some good ones on there. I think it was like Family Guy and like shit. But then it was like, oh, and by the way, you're not going to see these shows again next season. And then they started dropping all these shows and the Wayans Brothers was on there. I'm like, wait, no, what?
What?
He didn't.
What?
I stayed up for this fucking news? Like, Jesus.
Well, imagine if you hadn't and you just sat down to watch, like...
When's the... Oh, right, like, just hold the baseball in my hand, like, when's the new Wayans Brothers coming? And every September for years, just like, it's gonna be this year, right?
That's so sad. Oh, yeah. I'm just thinking of, like, old WB TV shows that I loved.
Oh, my gosh.
Or I watched. Mm. Yeah. That's Smallville. Mm.
That was a CW, I thought.
Oh, well, it was no, because or CW.
They had to change. They changed
they did
at
change
that
the
point.
CW. Yeah,
CW.
Were they the CW at that point?
Yeah, Smallville was still CW. I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, Smallville was still part of this when they changed the CW. Pretty sure. I think that was one of like the flagship shows when they switched.
I think you're right. Yeah.
When they switched to CW, that was like Smallville, Superman.
Because it's real teen programming just started.
Yeah,
popping
it
out.
Started popping out.
Dawson's
from that
Creek
point on,
set the stage
it
for
could
everyone.
Be.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, but I could be wrong. You pull that up, Jamie.
All right.
You probably have a better memory for than me, considering I was six.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. See,
yep, that'll do it.
I might have a few more details in the bag, you know.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit more. But you know, they also co-executive produced and starred in the feature "Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood" from 1996,
which is a fantastic, film.
Great movie. Yeah, we always quote that one as well.
Yeah.
It's just, what is it, James? Message!
Message!
Message! God damn it. In which Keaton Wayans also acted. Oh, that's funny. So, needless to say, this family has, they got Hollywood chops. They got Hollywood chops,
yeah,
like a motherfucker. So in the 90s, when Scream was popularized and horror movies were being satirized within the industry, screenwriters began to test the line between self-aware horror, comedy horror, and straight-up parody. That's where Shaun and Marlon Wayans got the idea for Scary Movie. Which,
dun, dun, dun. Okay,
yeah.
So since we're going to go into, the movie itself, I'd like to give you guys your time to just talk about the family. Because I this is what I got from the internet. I did not watch a lot of these movies. I think I watched Don't Be a Menace to South Central when I was a couple years ago. And it was a one time watch.
My mom didn't
let me watch it. Let's just put it that way.
Well, first there was I'm Gonna Get You Sucker.
Yeah.
Yes,
that
came up a bunch when I was...
It was very much within the style of this, but super blaxploitation and just a foundational... It was the Wayans Brothers film, for sure.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, it was very silly, very slapstick comedy. But it's just a great... That was, the precursor to Don't Be a Menace.
Yes.
And then when Don't Be a Menace came out, it was like, okay, yeah, this is, their style. This is who they are as writers, as actors. This is what's going to keep happening in all the films that followed. But for us, we grew up in the John Singleton era.
Mm-hmm.
And we grew up with all those films. So
like
Don't
Boys
Be a
in the
Menace.
Hood.
Yeah, Boys in the Hood.
Higher
and
Learning, all that shit.
Yeah, Menace to Society. All those movies
God,
that came
dude.
Out... in that time, and then getting made fun of a parodied in Don't Be a Menace was the most hilarious shit. My older brother rented all of those movies because he could, at Blockbuster.
Yeah.
And yeah, I watched all of them. They were very violent, they were very real, and then you have Don't Be a Menace just completely making fun of all of them, which is great.
We'd have family movies, movie nights where we would watch the Hood movies. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, we could just look outside and be like, oh, yeah, see?
Yeah.
Like that.
Exactly. and then the Don't Be Menace came out. And then I remember seeing the trailer for a Scary Movie. And I remember as soon as they said from Shaun and Marlon Wayans, I was
I'm
watching that.
I know it's going to be good.
Yeah, because I was dude, Don't Be a Menace was easily... Don't Be a Menace was I would say one of our top 10 background movies. Always on.
Really?
Yeah, VHS, watch it, rewind it, keep going.
Not only that, your family played it too. My cousins would be playing that shit all the fucking
time.
Anyways, house you go
TV.
To, it was, it was on all the time. But also, the Wayans Brothers had other really good representation in fucking TV.
Yeah.
And Living Color was huge.
Massive, yeah.
Like, I would watch that, again, all our family nights. We just sit around, we watch A Living Color. Mm-hmm. A Living Color is when all the family kind of got in there and got to do sketches.
Yep.
And
with Jim Carrey.
With Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey got his start in Living Color. Well, yep. Once bitten in Living Color. But, you know, yeah. Like, that was the path. But, like, you know, it had some really iconic characters in there. And I feel like... Also a little homophobic sometimes with the movie critics.
Yeah, a little.
A touch.
Yeah.
But then he had like Fire Marshal Bill.
Fire Marshal Bill.
Oh my god, Jim Carrey. But like there's all these things, like it was like an SNL, but like just like black 90s SNL. It was fucking amazing.
By the way, somebody noticed years later, I never noticed it, but he cameos as Fire Marshal Bill at the end of Liar Liar.
What?
And somebody on TikTok, like, this was, like, within the last year, paused it and showed it, and it's the funniest thing, is he's literally standing in the crowd at the end when Jim Carrey is consoling his son, and he's fucking, he's got the face, and he's got the full gear.
Dude.
On. Yeah.
Oh, my, I gotta find that now.
It's great.
Fire Marshal, again, Living Color is just...
Yeah.
Like, the characters are really, really good. It's like in the same, it's in between from like Mad TV and SNL. I don't know.
Homie the Clown was probably one of the best ones. That was David Wayne's.
We're just throwing knowledge at Alex right now. But yes.
Homie Don't Play That was easily one of the top like slang phrases.
We would say that in elementary school.
Oh,
yeah.
This is all like vague, like, this is like auxiliary information where it's like, oh, yeah, I remember that, but it wasn't like I knew what it was about.
It was like part of our lifestyle. Like, I would say.
I remember being, yeah, on the playground. Like,
I was a heavily sheltered white girl.
Oh. It was like, I don't know, it's like that and like Urkel. Like, all the shit just all went into one fucking, like, box.
Yeah.
But in Living Color and, like, the Wayans brothers were a very, very big part of that early 90s box. And they had it on cinema and they had it on TV. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy.
Yep.
Like, they just killed, and they killed as a unit.
Yep, they did. Like, they were everywhere and they were all great. So.
Let's get back. Let's do it.
Continuing on. The screenplay for Scary Movie was developed by Sean Wayans and Marlon Wayans with Buddy Johnson and Phil Bowman. Writers for the sitcom The Wayans Brothers.
Good show.
At the same time, Miramax was developing a spoof of Scream scripted by Jason Friedberg and Aaron Seltzer. Due to a WGA decision, all six writers were credited, despite Friedberg and Seltzer not actually working on the film script, which is bullshit.
I was going to say, that's why I didn't include them in the writers.
Yeah, that's not...
When I saw the variant, like the end credits, I was like, it took six people, like, no offense to the writing of this movie, but I was like, it took six people to write this movie? No, it didn't.
That makes sense now, because I didn't know that either, but like, I bet you they maybe used one, maybe two of their ideas in the film, and were like, alright, you're getting credited. Like, full writer credit.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure these are the guys that they use that credibility from the first movie to do, like, date movie and epic movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, all the shit.
Because it's not as good as this, yeah. But they had the general idea.
Got it.
Yeah. These guys sucked.
Yeah.
They're really bad. Yeah. I read an interview about this. It was
about horrible. The writers?
Yeah.
Oh, bitches.
The two that got tacked on.
Yeah, they used the credibility just to, like...
And those movies are terrible. Like, all the, like, parody movies that came after the Wayans Brothers era, like, mm-hmm. they're awful.
They're lazy. This movie's not lazy.
Yeah, no. The jokes are very well put together. You're like,
I needed an example of a shitty parody movie that came out after this.
Epic movie.
Day movie.
You're like...
Those are the two. I know. No, there was a superhero movie.
Wow, these are lazy titles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got really
bad. See, that's the thing, though, is like they're literally like, instead of coming, like, Scary Movie, obviously, but like, you know, that was their thing. They were like, yeah, we're just going to call it Scary Movie. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, well, we're going to take that and make it way more lazy.
It's going to be a brand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God. But you know, Not Another Teen Movie circumvented the whole process.
I was
going to
say, I love Not Another Teen Movie.
Yeah, I feel like that one was a good one.
That one's great.
But that's still within the era of when the Wayans brothers were doing it. So I think they had to compete.
How did I see Not Another Teen Movie as a youth?
Right?
How the fuck did that happen?
That one went under the radar for some reason? I don't know.
I don't know either. So Anna Faris had graduated from the University of Washington and was working at an ad agency. She was planning on moving to London for that job, but was offered a role in a Scary Movie and decided instead to go to Los Angeles.
Imagine if she hadn't.
Oh my God. She's had so many funny roles
that I'm like, I'm glad she never...
Well, she's like a star.
Yeah.
She's like a fucking star.
Yeah. Keenan had rejected many other actresses and was willing to take the chance on Faris despite her lack of experience. Because of her instinctual performance, quote, she had this natural innocence, it was funny, end quote.
She does have a very natural innocence about her in the movie. Like, even from the very beginning, it's just hilarious.
That carries on, but what's funny, too, is it's, like, it's not at the same time. And that's what I love about her. Like, she's very perverse, but, like, yes. an innocent perverse, but it works so well.
Well, and she kind of taps into that, because, like, I love her in The House Bunny. Like, I love yeah. the mm-hmm. House Bunny, because she's, like...
That's actually a fucking hilarious movie. Yeah. I like that movie, too.
But it's the same deal, where she's, like, kind of, like, clueless.
Yeah.
And it's, and it's, like, done super well, but not in, like, a dumb bimbo-y kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
yeah.
It's awesome.
But she's able to do it in such different kind of movies, too, because Observe and Report, she does a very similar thing. But it's, like, such a dark movie.
It is.
It's, yeah. like, super dark. Comedy, but she, like, that character she plays is, like, perfect. But within the context of the movie, it takes on a way different tone.
Also, in May, because we saw
her. Yeah, in yeah. May. Well, again, another super dark movie that, like, she gets to just be on affairs. And, like,
kind of totally ridiculous, works. But it works.
Yeah, but I would also say, like, in this series, like, in 3, like, she's honed this Sydney character so well. It's insane.
She's just friends with Ryan Reynolds. She's also hilarious in that movie.
Okay, so I like that you Googled that.
I was, like, trying. I was like,
because I was thinking that movie, too. I'm like, what's the movie she was in with Ryan Reynolds?
I was going to say Best Friends, and I was like, that's not it. And it's funny because I love that movie, but I just...
I do, too. And I'm not, like, a huge, like, rom-com-y type person, but
yeah.
it's
good. Yeah.
Quite good.
I feel like everybody's got, like... At least a couple rom-coms that are like, you know what, fine.
There's
a,
there's like I think it's the more raunchier ones that, like, I'm like, those are great.
I'm trying to be a little bit more, yeah. Yeah, actually, I think I'm the same way, because I also love Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
That's a great one. My Best Friend's Girl with Dane Cook is another good one.
Okay.
I love that one. I watch that one actually often, because it's it's so stupid.
50 First Dates.
50 First Dates. Good Luck Chuck is another good one with Dane Cook.
She's like, I'm just gonna watch Dane Cook.
He was pretty good at movies before.
See, I feel like where the division comes is, like, where you feel like about, like, 500 Days of Summer. I love that movie. See? It's divisive, but it's so divisive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You like that movie?
Oh, I love that movie.
I've never seen it.
It's so good. It's so well made.
He needed to be the tiebreaker, but no.
I've never seen it, but we've been making fun of him for it for a long time.
But then all the people who watch it, like fucking Cordova's, like, he owns the Blu-ray.
I've seen it.
Huh?
I've seen it.
Yeah, you know, there are exceptions. It's a very good movie.
Whatever.
I don't know. I'm out.
Oh, fuck it. So, let's get back to Scary Movie.
This is why I kept it short. The four-page outline.
Alicia Silverstone was offered the lead role of Cindy Campbell, but turned it down. Jenny McCarthy and Melissa Joan Hart auditioned for the part of Drew Decker before Carmen Electra was cast.
My God, Alicia Silverstone, she could have killed too.
I don't know, man. I don't find her funny.
I like her in Blast from the Past. Yeah, that was a good one. Brendan Fraser. It's a good movie.
Brendan Fraser.
It's a good movie. Okay, I haven't seen
it. Okay, well, maybe that's what the rom-com line is right there, huh? Fucking Blast from the Past. Is that it? Is that what we're calling
is
it for James?
Is that the line in fucking sand?
As far as I'm concerned, Brendan Fraser only ever did The Mummy, and then we're going to end it right there.
Really?
Encino Man?
Encino Man's good. Encino Man's good.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Get this man more coffee.
Yeah.
His brain's not working.
It's definitely not. Meanwhile, Jennifer Coolidge was offered the role of Miss Man, but she turned it down.
Could you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Miss Man.
Lil' Kim was considered for the role of Brenda Meeks, and the role was offered to Aaliyah, but she turned it down.
So it bounced from Lil' Kim to Aaliyah. Damn, that's rough.
Can you imagine Aaliyah in this movie? That would have not worked at all.
No, you can't.
No.
We saw her range in, was it Romeo Must Die?
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, Queen of the Damned.
Oh, Queen of the Damned.
Yeah,
also.
She's not great in Queen of the Damned.
She's great to me.
She has like 4 lines, and it's because she's naked pretty much naked.
There you go.
It's like wonderful performance.
Wonderful.
Don't get me wrong. I just rewatched it, and it's. I got no complaints.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
That movie did a lot for me as a teenager. I was like, oh shit.
You got filtered all these somehow these made it past, and you're like, oh, this is what I'm developing.
They slipped through the cracks, and she's like, oh, sweet.
She's like, oh god, I gotta watch this in secret.
I'm like, oh fuck, sexy vampires.
I love gold.
So we aren't gonna explain parodies and why this movie is funny, but needless to say, much of the humor of Scary Movie relies upon specific references to other contemporary films. Roger Ebert remarked in his review that, quote, to get your money's worth, you need to be familiar with the various teenage horror franchises, end quote. We'll get to his review in a second. All
right.
The two films on which the script is most heavily based on are Scream from 1996 and I Know What You Did Last Summer in 1997, both written by Kevin Williamson.
Yay.
Using the general narrative arcs of both films and featuring comedic recreations of key scenes.
What are you waiting for?
I know, right? That's a, we were just talking about
that before you got here.
What am I waiting for? She's like, oops.
I like how it's like, I'm okay. It's like, no, we gotta throw the bike. Yeah. Just flings the fucking thing.
Or like, what this is? Don't tell anyone. Keep your bag. We don't want to hear you say it.
It was so funny.
Fucking like elbow drop.
And it was so funny to me when he just beats the shit out of her mercilessly and everyone just standing there. I just gotta keep our cool and not say anything. So good. So the backstory in which the teenagers are responsible for accidentally killing a man following a beauty pageant recalls the same plot point in I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yes. Miss Fellatio?
Yes. And then the song, Doggy Style, Lady Time. Oh, yeah. That's the song that's been in my head since the year 2000 as well.
Oh my gosh.
Major references to Scream include the identity of Ghostface and the murder of Jude Decker in the opening scene, a reference to the opening scene of Scream, in which the same thing occurs to the character of Casey Becker, played by Drew Barrymore.
Damn, they really were just like, how close can we make this?
I mean, even Shorty was like, he's like, yo, I saw this in a Scream movie once. He's like, same dialogue and everything. That's like one of my favorite
fucking
ones.
Ew.
But I like how they took the openings from both Scream 1 and Scream 2.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, you know what? They're both out already. Fuck it, let's just put them both in there.
Yep.
And Big Mama's house.
Well, what's so great is, like, you're able, and I realize that too, but it's like, what I love about this movie is that you can figure out exactly when they made this movie
mm-hmm.
based on the references.
Oh, yeah. No, it's within its time.
Yeah,
in a lot
absolutely.
Of ways.
Yeah, by the way, the video of Jada Pinkett getting stabbed in Scream 2 mm-hmm. has made its way on the internet quite a bit.
Oh, I wonder why.
Yeah, quite a bit lately.
Don't even. Okay.
Let's not.
No.
Let's not. Let's move
you
forward.
Started it.
I just briefly.
You're about to get elbow dropped by Alex right
yeah,
now.
So
we don't talk
about
it.
We don't fucking talk about it. Keep your belts.
And then she goes in for a fucking.
Additionally, the characters of Scream and I Know What You Did Last Summer are married in the film, and the title Scary Movie was originally the working title for the project that would eventually become Scream.
Which I think we talk about in our Scream episode.
Oh, there you go. What's that one?
Episode 14.
Oh my Jesus. 2019. Wow.
At one point, the title of this film was going to be Scream If You Still Know What I Did Last Halloween. That's still pretty
good. That would have been a good one also.
I know, it would have been.
It would have fit their brand too, yeah.
Scary Movie went on to spur 4 sequels until 2013. Which only 2 others are good.
Yeah, I would say that also.
You haven't seen the other 2.
I've briefly seen 4 and I didn't like it. Yeah, that's why I said I didn't want to watch the rest of it. I think I got like 5 minutes in. I was like, yeah, I'm out.
I sat through 4, but I like sat through 4. There was no joy in that whole
yeah,
part.
Yeah, it was like, that's why I said I haven't seen it, because watching the first like 5-10 minutes doesn't count. Because I'm just like, all right, this is already like they're overreaching. Anyway,
yeah,
never mind.
Okay.
Getting too high.
It is getting
too high. I mean, it's also physically very warm.
Yes, it is.
So I want to hear you more thinking about Scream 4. God damn it.
We don't talk about that movie.
Scary Movie opened theatrically in the United States on July 7th, the year 2000, on 1,912 screens, and debuted at number 1 in the box office, earning $42,346,669 its opening weekend.
Which is a lot.
That's a lot.
Opening weekend.
Yeah. The film ultimately grossed $157,019,771 domestically and earned another $121 million in other markets, making it a massive commercial success.
That set the Wayans brothers for life.
Very well.
And they get white chicks after this? Come on.
I mean, yeah, they're good.
I mean, they did Scary Movie 2 after this, and that one was still very successful
as well.
That's
a good point, yeah.
Yeah. No wonder we haven't seen either of them recently.
Right?
I know, they're not gonna do shit.
Scary Movie received mixed reviews from critics. On Rotten Tomatoes, the film has an approval rating of 52% based on 116 reviews with an average rating of 5.5 out of 10.
That is divisive, Jesus.
Yeah. The site's critical consensus reads, quote, critics say Scary Movie overloads on crudity and grossness to get its laughs.
Unquote. Duh. I mean, fucking duh.
We'll get into it, but... Joe Layden of Variety says that the film was, quote, unbounded by taste, inhibition, or political correctness. Imagine if he had seen it.
As it came out now, yeah.
And that, quote, the outer limits of R-rated respectability are stretched, if not shredded, Layden concludes, quote, practically guaranteed to make you laugh until you're ashamed of yourself.
That's a pretty good one. That's pretty accurate.
I would say that's a very good summation. Yeah,
it's pretty accurate. Because
it totally is. Like, it really...
It will make you laugh until you're ashamed of yourself. There were a couple moments yesterday where I was like, damn it.
The opening scene of number two is really, like, terrible. And I convinced my mom to take me and my younger cousin when we were in eighth grade to see it in theaters, and she didn't know what it was. And, like, yeah, they're making fun of The Exorcist, and it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
And she,
I think I've seen that clip.
Probably. And she leaned over and she was like, what the hell is this? I was like, ah! I'm just beside myself laughing. It was great.
For us, it was this one we saw in theaters, Scary Movie 1.
I saw both.
Yeah, with all my nephews and my theaters were fucking watching us. They did not prepare for the amount of dicks in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
It is like straight up penises.
I would get the look, and all the kids would be like just giggling, and they'd be like fucking, the babysitter's like, God fucking damn it, another dick.
Ear fucks.
It got to the poltergeist part in the second one.
Oh, yeah.
And my mom was like, oh my God. I was like,
wah. Oh, see?
There's another.
It's weird because, like, that's one of the times in a movie where, like, I heard my mom laugh her ass off. In the theater. I heard like a cackle and was like, ah-ha! I was like, what? I know what's funny, but what are you laughing about?
Linda?
Oh, good times.
Anyway, podcast favorite Roger Ebert gave the film 3 stars out of 4.
Thank you, Mr. Ebert.
Wow.
Saying, quote, it delivers the goods, calling the film, quote,
raucous.
Thank you. That satirical attack on slasher movies, unquote. Ebert was critical of the film for not being as innovative as other films, saying, quote, it lacked the shocking impact of Airplane, which had the advantage of breaking new ground, unquote.
Yeah, he really liked Airplane, I remember correctly, and like all the Gene Wilder movies. So I think he understands parody.
I like Airplane. Yeah.
I mean, Airplane's great.
Everybody loves Airplane. Airplane's good.
I don't think everyone loves Airplane.
What? Who doesn't like Airplane?
I don't know. Can we find them?
Can we find them?
Sure.
Yeah. No. Airplane's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay, you got really...
I'm sorry. I get hot about Airplane. Yeah. It's too hot in here now.
It's too warm. A.O. Scott of the New York Times argued that the jokes were, quote, annoying less for their vulgarity than for their tiredness, unquote. Scott remarked, quote, couch-bound pot smokers, prison sex, managed female gym teachers, those what's up Budweiser commercials, hasn't it all been done to death?
Not that good.
I want to.
We had a variety of actual reviewer reviews here.
I bet he got a lot of prank calls from like angry fucking fans, being like, "Hey, let's go, hey, he's gonna change my fucking number again."
On Letterboxd. Scary Movie has a 2.9 average rating out of 137,000 reviews.
Fucking lame-os.
It's true. No, you know, yeah, there were so many, like, very salty.
I want to say,
salty reviews.
Salt level's high.
As you guys would say, very chapped.
No, super chapped.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you go into a movie thinking you're going to get some fucking cinema masterpiece and it's a Scary Movie.
I think also, though, like, they're probably thinking just like the baby levels of parody that the later movies would have, like Date Movie and all those dumb ones, right?
Oh yeah, they're very obvious humor. Where this one's like cleverly written,
but they're like those ones are like PG-13.
Yeah,
like, this one has again a lot of dicks, so many dicks. Maybe like two dicks, but they're very.
I mean, they're very. They're dicks.
Yeah, there's one baby dick and another dick kills someone. So.
Yeah.
Very astutely put. Thank you.
He's got baby dick.
No. He's all looking around. Oh, Letterboxd. Starbucks stat. Let's go.
Calvin with 5 stars. Quote, you need something called taste to enjoy this movie. Not everyone has that. Unquote.
Thank you, Calvin.
All right, Calvin.
He gets it.
Zach JPEG with 3 stars. Quote, 22 years later and yelling, what's up? To your friends is still comedy gold.
Yes, it is. In fact, somebody at this table did it to me earlier.
It's true. When James called my phone like to be buzzed in at the front gate, yeah. I answered and I was like, what's that?
It's still good.
He's like a little Mexican family right behind him like, what the fuck?
Well, you know, I don't know who's at the gate, so it really could have been
anybody. Just anybody that accidentally pressed buttons.
Yeah, it could have just been someone who had called my apartment. It's yeah.
Like, Mama, what is that?
Imagine it's a kid and then they keep doing it and the parents are like, God,
they're like, wow, we avoided WhatsApp for like fucking 22 years. Yeah. No influence on this so kid like, at all.
We thought we got rid of that in the 90s. Damn it.
Nope.
Damn it. They'll stop doing it after a while.
Nope, now it's just because of a stupid 26-year-old who wanted to be funny. Anyway, Bella with 4 stars. Quote, sometimes you just have to turn your brain off and watch dumb movie.
Okay. Not watch a dumb movie. Dumb movie.
No, her brain cells were currently still off.
That's fine.
Bella, good review.
She read card good.
William with 1.5 stars. Quote, I vehemently despise this. Can't wait to watch them all.
That's a good attitude.
Yeah, just watch 3, though. Just watch 3 of them.
Just watch the first 3.
That's kind of how I felt. Well, I didn't super despise the movie. I was just, by the end of it, I just kind of felt dirty after.
Because you haven't seen it, right?
Well, I realized as I was watching it, I'm like, I've seen this part. I've seen this part. So I realized at some point, I definitely have seen the whole movie. But it's also to a point where I'm like, I don't know if I've seen the whole movie in one sitting.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Or like we're catching bits of it just throughout the years.
But I've definitely seen like every scene of this movie.
Oh, that's interesting.
So there was no part where I was like, oh, I haven't seen this before. Like all of it I've seen. It was just like...
You finally have context now.
I just have context for the whole movie.
Ah, okay. Yeah, no, this is like the millionth time I've seen this fucking movie. I've seen this movie a lot. Like,
no
a
shit.
Lot.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. James is nodding. He's about as many times, I'm sure. Maybe a little more.
Definitely.
So, you can't see my computer screen, can you?
I can't.
Okay.
I'm not looking.
Okay.
I'm not cheating.
Well, guys.
What's up?
What's up?
I would like to play a game.
Oh, shit. See, she's the only scary movie.
I have a list of every horror movie referenced in Scary Movie.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So the first person to tell me all of them, I have a prize for.
All of them?
All of them.
Okay.
So, I mean, obviously there's Scream. Wait, are we talking sequels or just, like, general, like, all of them?
No, just this movie.
No, I meant like because they get Scream and Scream 2. Do we have to say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
But Scream... like, we don't have to specify key scenes or anything. Just what that there is a reference.
If it gets super close, I might may have to make you specify.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, there's definitely Scream 2. I know what Scream you did 2, last summer.
I know what you did last summer. I still know what you did last summer. Right?
What was that one? I can't remember.
That was a sequel.
No, I mean, what was the parody? I can't remember the part where they parodied it. The sequel.
They talk about the fat Jamaican dude, and that's Jack Black, and I still know what you did.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He gets killed right in the beginning.
He's got me on that one. That's
so,
right. Okay,
I know the exact moment. Mm-hmm. Boom. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see here.
Fuck.
Those are there's so many other references, though.
I'm trying to think, and I can't... How many are there? Okay. There's a lot, because you're moving your finger down.
Yeah, hold on. No one look at me.
I'm not... We've already said 4.
Hold on.
Well, I've said 4.
What did you say?
I said Scream 2. I know what you did last summer.
I still know what you did last summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
13.
13?
Jesus fucking Christ.
There's no way I'm going to get all these.
Okay.
I am way too high for this.
I'm not. I got 4. That's all I got.
I'm looking
at that. That's it? Think about the movie.
I'm trying to think about...
Oh, there's The Usual Suspects because of the end.
Yes.
Yes. Got another one. All right. Fuck. Okay, that was like my Hail Mary, though. Kind of played a little too early on that one.
Oh, the Blair Witch.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the Blair Witch.
Yeah,
that's
we're
right.
Turning,
okay, you have 5. You have like 2.
Cindy, your ass looks fat.
The snot. She's like, blah, 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 blah. Oh, man. This is hard.
This is, why is this hard?
Well, I got 5.
I got nothing. Fuck it. No, just, I give up.
Okay.
You concede?
I concede.
Wow.
James takes it.
I thought your competitive natures would, like, make this a little bit more heated.
I mean, like, I'm competitive, but the thing is, like, my brain, it just today in this moment is not firing on all synapses right now, so I'm trying to think of, like,
I really can't get...
Let me try to get at least one more.
Okay.
Maybe, give me a little bit. Let me try to get at least one more, and I'll feel happy.
Okay.
So
I'll give you...
You know, Scream 3.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What part?
The
end. Shorty's video. Because he's like, if I don't survive, just play by these rules.
Oh.
Like,
and it's for grabbing...
I thought that was 2.
Snatch and run!
I thought that was 2.
No. Randy gets killed in 2. But in 3 is when they show the video.
That's right. That's right.
Ha!
Nice.
Ha!
Yeah, I'm still in the lead, and that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, okay. We did the one. We did our promised one, James, all right? Okay.
All right, there you go. Fine.
I know what you did last summer. I know what you did last summer, too. Scream. Scream 2, Scream 3. The Sixth Sense.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Blair Witch Project. Halloween. The Shining. The Matrix. The Usual Suspects.
The Matrix.
But you said horror movies, so that one I didn't think of.
It counts.
Yeah.
Usual Suspects. Psycho. And Friday the 13th.
Wait, which Friday the 13th? What was the reference?
There's a point where he goes, ch-ch-ch.
Oh, that's right. Fucking A. And then they're all high. Yeah. That's right.
That is correct.
Okay. Slash him. Gash him.
Come to the hole, yes. Cut up your balls. Good blood on the walls. All right, I don't know the rest.
Something your draws. I can't remember.
No, something like that.
That's fine. But, yeah. So, James, you win. My respect.
Yeah. Oh,
man. Oh. Try to win that one for years. Oh,
look, all I'm saying is I'm not the coach.
That's all it took?
Look.
Hey, you should have won.
Look, all I'm saying is I'm not the co-host of a horror podcast, and I just beat one, so I get to be co-host now.
Listen, I'm so stoned right now. I am just playing with my little pen that I got here as you're speaking to me.
I know, he's just
me.
Like...
I'm like, oh, wow, I could go circular.
Oh, God. Get it together.
Why didn't we do... Wow. 420, everybody. Yeah. Woo. Woo. I'm having a great time. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Oh,
it's always a good time.
You know, I can accept the loss, though. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, there'll be another chance one day, maybe.
I have my little horror moments here and there.
Yeah.
Every now and again.
Oh, I thought you said horror moments, which I would say also accurate. Yes.
We all have, you know,
no comment.
Everyone has to have their hoe phase every once.
No comment.
What's that?
All right, lads. Discussion time.
Okay. Gosh, let's do it. Let's fucking...
Thoughts. On Scary Movie.
No, it's just Scary Movie.
Scary Movie, yeah. A Scary Movie.
I know we're talking about this movie, but I want your specific thoughts on, you know, horror.
Just on a Scary Movie.
Any Scary Movie. Just go down the Rolodex, pick one. By the way, it's a Rolodex. Never mind.
You see, kids.
The Rolodex is how people used to call other people. It's like an address book. You flip it. Never mind.
As you're a kid, you flip it and draw little cartoons in the corner. Like, okay.
And then you'd flip it and then put it out of order and then you get yelled at.
Oh, yeah. Because you didn't put the thing back.
Yep.
Because you threw it out. Because you're a child.
I mean, we've already talked about it. This is prime Wayne's Brothers parody era. I love Scary Movie. I love Scary Movie 2. I love 3 as well.
Yeah, 3
is not as
good.
Much, but...
Mm-hmm. But it's not bad.
No, it's still great. This is, like I said, this is prime era. Like, 4 years in between Don't Be a Menace coming out and then this coming out, they still got it. Like, mm-hmm. This is totally that same level of silly, very hilariously written slapstick comedy that the Wayans brothers are just known for.
Yeah,
It's perfect. It's just... Perfect them. It's them in a film.
Yeah, exactly. And I like that. Well, of course, we grew up with their movies. Like, again, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. And then Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood.
Yep.
Which I would always love reading the cover just so I can, like, okay, cool, that's the title. All right.
The whole title.
Like, wow, okay, got it. But I like how, like, their whole career has been commenting on genres.
Yeah.
Like, you know, blaxploitation, hood movies in the 90s, all this. But then I feel like once they got into horror, they were like, oh, we got a lot. like, we could really dig in on this. And I don't know. It's, to me, this is one of those, like, it's almost like was like a pacifier back in the day. Like, we'd just slap it on. It was on all the fucking time.
Really?
Oh, all, this and the sequel. All the time. We would...
Well, okay, you were also a teenager at this point,
yes.
though. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're like 13, 14. Like, we're like babies when this shit's coming out. Like,
but I
like,
was a baby.
Well, okay, she was though. A baby. We yeah. were like...
Well, oh, no, we're like puberty. So we're like that juvenile-ass sure. age where like this really
yeah.
made us just lose it.
Yeah.
And we would quote with our friends all the fucking time. And it was, I don't know, it was just a childhood movie before we're all, but even when we were in high school too. Yeah. Like everybody just knew the lines. Like you'd toss a fucking line and a line would come back.
Yep.
Like Scary Movie is just one of these foundational movies.
Yep.
And it was like a family thing too. Our whole fucking families loved it. I don't know. But, you know, we all also watched a lot of horror movies. People,
yeah.
you know, it was still in that prime
I like that,
Scream
yeah.
and everything era. Yeah.
I like that Ebert quote where it's like you probably had to have seen quite a few other
yeah.
scary
mm-hmm.
movies in order to, yeah. like, get it.
Yes.
Which I think is just true with parodies in general, right?
I mean, yeah, definitely. But I feel like, I don't know, again, Chicanos love horror movies. They're on all the time. Like, that's just how it is.
Commenting back on the things that you had to do, like we were talking about
mm-hmm.
Gone with the Wind, that's kind of what the 90s was, and, you know, early 2000s was, like, literally going to Blockbuster,
yeah.
renting mm-hmm. movies with your family every weekend. That was, like, the weekend thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
and
like,
it's, like, a bunch of movies, too.
Yeah, it would be, like, 3-4 at a time, and you would just sit there and watch all of them. Like, seriously, like...
You'd rewatch shit?
Yeah. Like, I'm not, you know, as well-versed in horror, but, like, all the 90s shit, we were always watching Scream.
Which is funny, mm-hmm. considering how many times you've been on this fucking podcast.
I mean, I always
find a spot for them.
I know certain things. I don't know deep cuts, but I know certain things, you know?
Yeah, that's good. Sometimes we need the, you know, like a
Kissel
figure.
We need the levity.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, no, again, it's part of the Blockbuster era for sure. And again, like, we would rewatch movies, but we'd also, the parents would get there too. And the kids would get there, too. And sometimes it'd be a kid's movie for the younger ones. And then it'd be, like, a teenager movie. And then at some point, they just buy the fucking movie. Like, we'd rent it too much. We're like, let's just... We're not going to keep paying for fucking Scary Movie again.
I feel like I'm a weird in-between of, like... I definitely wasn't old enough. Like, I think Don't Be a Menace came out in 96.
Yes.
I was one.
Okay.
So it wasn't like I was watching
you
that.
You were quoting it, no.
No. My first words were, you know.
Her first words were, message!
Yeah, it was a bit, yeah.
Yeah, I think Don't Be a Menace was extra funny because I grew up in a really bad area.
So it added a little
extra. Yeah, so
yeah.
It was literally like, I was like, oh my god!
Oh my god, yeah, I really liked how everyone just made fun of your tragic backstory.
Oh yeah, so there you go, exactly.
Like, I was just like, cool!
That's
yeah, so
basically
the area. Yeah. No. Then
so
we,
that's why that movie's so funny to me.
Get it?
Because I'm like, oh, I was there.
I get it.
I get
gosh.
It.
But no, when I say like I'm in between, like I'm like I also had like the Blockbuster experience
mm-hmm.
with my family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also wasn't watching Don't Be a Menace.
That's true. But then you had more to pull from though too, and then different movies like that. I'm sure from you know the era anyways.
Right.
Probably more newer, more rentable.
Yeah.
At some point,
sure.
these ones get pushed in the
well,
back.
I think I've talked about this before, but I remember being obsessed with like the with horror film covers at Blockbuster
yes.
because I thought they were so cool looking,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and I could never rent them because I was so young. Like
yeah.
I remember being like 7 and like wanting to rent Candyman and Final Destination,
mm.
and my mom was just like, fuck no."
You want to watch Sky High again? Huh?
Right.
Watch Sky
yeah,
High
literally,
again.
Literally Sky High. Like, actually, okay. First of all, I own Sky High, so check
See,
yourself.
But I mean, that's one of those ones where like the rental process is different because we were teenagers at that point, so
right.
I didn't really have the urge to rent Sky High.
Well, did you have the urge to watch it?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah,
was it Kurt Russell in that?
Yes,
yeah,
he
Kurt
is.
Russell was in that one.
Damn, shame.
You know,
see?
Wait,
but that's
Bruce Campbell is also
Bruce
in
Campbell's
that.
Also in it, too.
Shame.
See, but we were like fucking teens at that point.
Yeah.
So like, that wasn't on the radar for us. So rent culture, I think, shifts with movies also. It's
right.
kind of interesting.
No, that makes sense. My thoughts.
Yes, I want to hear your thoughts very specifically because.
Oh,
is...
okay. No pressure. I liked it.
Yay! All right,
this was the first time I had like I guess, conscious effort to watch this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the past, like I had seen like a half here or like parts of it here, and like final and like so I've seen this movie before, like in its entirety. Just I don't think ever in one. Full sitting.
Yeah.
And so I got to yesterday, and I actually quite liked it.
Nice.
I think it's 22 years old. Don't and, and it definitely didn't age great.
Yeah, but it also has a little bit of a charm because of that, I think, too. Sometimes you need a time capsule. Sometimes you need a time capsule.
What was that letterbox quote where it's like, sometimes you just have to turn your brain off and watch a silly movie. And I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are a lot of problematic faves of mine.
This is definitely
much. This is a bit of a problematic fave.
Oh, I like thinking, like, I'd want to quote a joke right now, but I'm not sure if we can repeat it. Like, there's definitely some of those aspects, too.
Yeah.
Like, where it's funny, but it's...
Well, it's also, like, any movie, like, in the early 2000s where I'm just like, I went into this, like, expecting at least a date rape joke and at least a transphobic or homophobic comment, and I got at least two of each.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shorty's interview. That's all you need. That's all you need.
Yeah, so there was...
Miss Man. The Miss character Man. Miss Man.
The character, yeah.
The whole character.
The whole character, yeah. I was like, that was rough. That was a little rough. I was like, okay... It's really short. It's really short.
Like, elbows his balls.
Yeah.
She's like, ah!
I think anything Ray does, really. Like, Ray, but he's so funny. Like, that's
the thing. Yeah.
Does this shirt make me look gay? No. How about now? Like, that was actually... I thought very funny.
I always love when he does football.
Yeah.
Puts on more football stuff.
And he's like, we'll play, then you do me.
Take it, Brenda. What? Brenda.
I said Brenda.
I said Brenda.
And he's like, oh, I love when you play with my ass. I'm not playing with your ass. Oh, my bad.
I can't, dude.
So, Ray, come on. Oh, my bad. It's all...
Oh, my
God. The noise it makes.
The popping.
Oh, so good.
So, there's some... critiques.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, actually, I think this is a good segue for the next question.
Okay.
Many Letterboxd reviews went on and on about how these jokes just flat out aren't funny anymore. Does a movie from 22 years ago age well? Thoughts? I think this is also where the question would be, do you think this movie could be made in 2022?
No. You couldn't make anything even remotely like this because there's too many people that will go after it. There's just too much going on with inclusion and like everything going on that you just can't. You can't because, as you said, it's very problematic, but it's problematic on purpose, and that was just pushing the envelope as far as they could because they knew they could get away with it, and they did get away with it. And
the last time they could get away
with it. I would say the stuff that they were pushing, it kind of reminds me of like some of the shit that like old episodes of like Last Podcast are.
Yeah.
Where like they say inflammatory shit kind of on purpose, and it's like, I don't actually think like Henry Zebrowski's like homophobic. You know what I mean?
Exactly. But it is like the way it's presented, it's not as quite as honed as later on. So it comes out a little like, oh, Jesus, okay.
Yeah. Like, I've definitely heard like old episodes where they say the F slur, and I'm like, ah.
Like, different era.
It was 10 years ago.
But also think of like the joke where even Shorty, and Brenda, two black characters, would be like, he was like, your mother. She's like, that's your mama too. He's like, oh, then your father. It's like, I don't know him. But like, what article would come off of that joke today?
Like, damn,
if that was released today.
Neither.
I mean, the fake Amistad 2 trailer.
Oh my God, but that's so good.
Which, funny.
You know, it's freaking the director cameo too.
Like, exactly.
And so like, I'm like, if the director did it and put himself in the movie, point, like, come on, guys.
Yeah, but it's just, that's the
you
thing.
Would have to write an article on that.
Yeah,
I would get some positive SEO on this bitch.
Right, yeah, basically, like, you know. But, yeah, so, and the thing, too, is, like Mr. Ebert said, it's dated to that time. That's why it doesn't age well, because the what's up joke doesn't, people aren't going to know what the fuck that is. Mm. We do, because we grew up with that commercial everywhere. We grew up with people doing it to each other, calling and doing it. So it's like, it's very dated, because a lot of it's topical stuff that was talked about greatly in that time.
Yeah.
So that is like literally the only reason why that it's still, you know, it doesn't translate to now.
Yeah. And even then, like, to learn it, like, you know, the what's up thing has been repeated, like, say, up until a later season of The Office. So, like, after that, there's not many pop culture what's up references.
Right.
So people, like, it'll filter to some people still, but they're still not going to get the same kind of enjoyment out of it.
No, definitely not.
I, like, yeah. I probably couldn't say this to, like, my brother, and he would, and I don't think he'd get it.
Yeah,
exactly. My brother's 8 years younger than me, you know? Like,
I remember seeing the trailer, and then that the what's up part was literally, like, one of the focal trailers of it.
Yeah.
And laughing my ass
off. In the theater, right?
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to see this. Like, they're doing the what's up thing, and, like, you know, that... And then Carmen Electra running through the sprinklers. Mm-hmm. Right. I was just like, cool, like...
Sold.
I gotta say, though, the trailer was very PG-13. It did not give you an idea of just how R-rated this movie was, which is why every... Right. I think every parent and Thea, like, everybody wanted to take... Like, oh, this is a good movie for the kids.
Yeah.
Like, it totally felt like that vibe. And no one knew, like, just how, like, R-rated this would be.
Despite, even though it's
Don't R-rated. Be a menace, you know?
Yeah, even though it's an R-rated film, you go, okay, yeah, they're probably going to drop some F-bombs. Like, maybe there might be some nudity. Maybe.
Yeah, but, like, nothing we're not used to at that point.
Right, but then it's like, dick in the ear, death. And you're like, whoa, what?
Death.
Yeah, death. It comes back with the bandage, which is great.
Which I was just like, great.
I love that. I love that when he walks in, I was like...
I mean, do you feel 22 years later, Alex? No, huh?
I think purely even just from like a creative standpoint, do I think that there are some companies that have movies like this, like sitting in like the I forgot the word for safe for a second.
Nice.
In the safe, in the proverbial safe.
In the lockbox machine.
In the place where you store stuff. Storage locker. But yeah. So I think that there are probably some scripts written that could probably, and I don't want to say compete with this, but at least hold a candle to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we'll ever see them get made.
No, yeah.
But probably not, which is unfortunate because it's like, you know, as much as I love to talk shit and be like, hey, let's maybe not call people the F slur.
Mm-hmm.
I think that comedy, specifically parodies, like, can still be done well, even if they're, you know...
Yeah.
Like,
kind of going this hard?
Yeah, I don't know. Like
they just have to be written well. That's the thing, is, like, the jokes can't be lazy, like we were talking about with Date Movie and all the rest of those. Like, for instance, when they're making fun of the killing in from I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, or mm-hmm. I Know What You Did Last Summer, but in this one, they're making it like she's doing a dramatic reading, but she's good, and everyone's like, oh my God!
Yeah,
like,
I loved that.
That's so fucking funny, but it's, like, it's not lazy, you know? They mm-hmm. didn't go about it in a lazy way. The way they write it, the way that it's delivered, it's so funny.
I think what I like about this is that even though they're kind of like relying on stereotypes, they're making fun of the stereotypes.
Yeah. Well, like with Ray in particular.
Yeah.
Like, he definitely kind of, because he's still like a really good character.
He's
like,
a great character.
He's such a great character, but man, but like they use him for some jokes.
Right, and then you use some offhanded bullshit where you're just like, okay, we get it. Ha, 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 ha. He's a closet case. Ha 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 ha.
But I feel like they play it up to the point of absurdity.
Yeah.
Like, that's where they kind of like, where they're really. Like, just stepping, they're stomping on the line as much as they can.
I would say, since we were talking about this 23-year-old me thing earlier, I don't think 23-year-old me would have liked this movie.
Oh, no. If I would have made us cover this one back in the day.
Mm-hmm. I think I would have had some choice words about this
movie. Oh, yeah. You've been heated.
But, like I said, I've since gotten over myself. And I liked it.
Yeah, that's great.
I think that I don't think it could be done today, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't appreciate for what it was back then.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's even stuff in like Mel Brooks movies that have this
there's
DNA.
Stuff in every like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
That
like,
you just can't.
If you
do.
Just look back, like even like there's some shit in like in White Chicks, Mean Girls. Like there's a ton of shit in like these movies that like a lot of people hold in like high social regard.
Yeah,
that like. Probably wouldn't have flown it, like or fly now in 2022.
I mean, and they're the ones that make it. There's plenty of other movies from the era that are just as shitty in certain ways, like such as like I would say insensitive, that aren't as revered and just kind of get lost to time. So you know, it happens.
Yeah, exactly. So moving right along, I mean, we were kind of talking about it, but like, what does this movie do right? Even though there's like probably there's a lot of heavy criticism for this movie on. The internet.
Mm-hmm.
Trademark.
The internet.
Beyonce's internet. what does this movie do right? Or do well?
Again, layered jokes. It's not lazy in its writing, and that's what I appreciate about it. Like, the Wayans brothers aren't lazy in their delivery of their jokes. Like, it's obvious they're making fun of something, whether mm-hmm. It's an already established film or, you know, I lost my train of thought there. But you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
He's getting secondhand high.
I'm getting secondhand high, yep. No, just the layered jokes. They're just very cleverly done, and that's what I've always appreciated about the writing.
I like that every actor goes 100 in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Every actor goes, like, oh my god, we hit a boot. Where's the foot? Like, shit like that. That's at the very beginning. Like, everybody's committing.
We haven't really spoken a lot about her yet, but Shannon Elizabeth in this movie.
Oh, she goes a little too 100 when she dies. I'm like, damn, she is playing it up right now.
Don't kill me. Oh my god, are you gonna kill me now? Like, oh, it's such a good scene.
So even that part when she breaks her own leg and the killer goes, oh! Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, layered jokes, it just makes it so much funnier because it's like, he's literally killing people and cutting them up and doing whatever, and then she does that. He's like, oh, like he's grossed out. Like, oh god,
you got fucked up.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like using Scream, the template of Scream, and like all these other horror movies to do their own jokes.
Yeah,
like it is a take on it, but it's also like again, not they're not just copying and like, but with like a funny face and da da da, which a lot of later ones are guilty of.
Yeah. Or the scene where like the girl in the garage that has the whole thing where she tries to climb through the freaking.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, jeez. See, like, but that's a very problematic joke now. Yeah, that's not gonna fly.
I thought it was funny.
But
pretty good. Pretty good joke.
Like,
but that's a couple
joke.
Articles.
No, definitely. Jezebel would have gone apeshit.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I watched it. I was just like, I thought it was very stupid I also was just like.
But they give you like, it's well done. Like, they give you sparks and like the things like.
Yeah.
Like, they really, like, if they're going to go hard, they go fucking hard.
That's true.
They definitely played it up where it's like, haha, see? She's fat. Get it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Haha, that's the joke. Isn't it funny?
Yeah. I mean,
and I'm like, I get it.
There's obvious moments where that happens, where it's there, but that's what I'm saying. That's the beauty of the writing, is they're being obvious on purpose.
Yeah.
And they're really leaning into the jokes. They're like, well, if we're going to make a fat joke, we're going to go fucking all the way with it. Or not at all.
Looney Tunes. It's going to be practically fucking Looney Tunes.
Exactly.
No, that's exactly what it is.
That's what I'm saying. That's like the quintessential Wayans Brothers slapstick comedy right there. That's mm-hmm. what it is.
I mean, all the stuff with Ray, too, where it's just like, get it? Ha ha. Yeah. He's a closet case.
Yeah, exactly.
You have any idea what they'll do to us in prison? A couple young guys like us.
So you're right, we should call the cops.
Yeah.
Ha ha. Get it?
And that happens a lot in the second one.
You know what, though? I would say it's definitely impacted by its nostalgia, though.
Yeah.
The nostalgia plays a very, very huge part in it. Like, it's part of a movement in its
absolutely.
Era.
I think, like, you guys were able to overlook a lot more shit.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, yeah,
definitely.
For sure.
I mean, I feel like I can identify it, but I'm still like, fuck. I can't hold this laugh in, right? I'm cackling in my room by myself.
And that's fine. Like, that's why I'm not just like, you're an asshole. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly.
I understand having this.
You know, I'm an asshole and I laugh all the way through, so I don't care.
Mm-hmm. You can, but that's the thing. Yeah, I don't care.
But
it's a funny movie.
Mm-hmm.
No. What I'm saying is I'm not going to go on stage and slap someone for a joke.
Again?
He's trying to get us all hot. He's
you brought it up.
I had to.
Is everybody having a good time? Ho, ho, ho. Hear about this shit.
I had to. It was in me and I just had to like let it get, I had to get it out. Sorry.
La, la, la. She's going to hit you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Right? Jesus Christ already. Shut up. Anyway.
Trust me, I work for an entertainment website and I've written no less than already like 6 articles about this subject.
Really?
Oh, I'm not kidding. I have pitched a bunch. I've written a bunch. It's just the beast that won't die. And
I just need it. Okay, maybe stop writing articles about it so it'll die.
I'm trying to not write articles.
But news keeps coming out.
Yeah,
for it.
And then now.
I know they keep slow burning this
they
shit.
They are. It's still gonna keep.
Okay, I specifically didn't want to talk about this. And yet.
I was explaining why James has to work so hard on this.
Hey, you know. Look.
I'm tired of it.
I would love a Wayans Brothers movie right now so they can do that joke.
Oh,
because
man.
They would like chop his fucking head off.
It would be just like shoot him.
And,
like,
and then like Will Smith will get the award and get blown on
stage.
It's like that would be like that level
of. I forgot
of, like,
that series on ABC or whatever it was, the guy slaps a kid or whatever in the backyard. the dude from Heroes. It was a whole big deal. Everybody was like, oh my god, like he slapped a kid in the show. It was for the show or whatever.
Oh!
And so somebody made fun of it and they made like a parody like video of it. And this guy just goes in the background and just starts smacking everybody. That's kind of what the Wayans brothers would do like right now with that show.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
See, that's a good article. How would the Wayans brothers tackle?
Yeah.
Will Smith, see, they pitched that one.
A parody of the slap. What would it look like by the Wayans brothers?
Yep.
Anyway, oh yeah, I also wanted a fun fact before we move on that I was saving for the discussion. I didn't know, like, again, this is my lack of like, cultural context for, like, this movie.
Yeah.
Or even, like, I didn't, like, I think at this point I had seen White Chicks. And I didn't know they were related.
Oh, that's interesting.
You didn't know Sean and Marlon were related?
No.
Whoa.
Oh, that's crazy!
Like really? I
that's
I
was, not out of the loop for the Wayans brothers.
Oh, wow. I'd heard the term before. Like I was like, yeah, I was very far out of the loop. And, oh, wow. And then like my ex was like
losing it.
No, my ex made fun of me.
Oh shit!
Like not in like a ha ha like you idiot kind of way, but like in a you're fucking stupid kind of way.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, great, cool. Well, I'm never going to forget this. But
well, I mean, it's, again, we know them because we grew up with them, but their output definitely stopped a lot after White Chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard
even,
to...
Even between Scary Movie 2 and White Chicks, it stopped for
a while. There was a
big gap. Yeah, it was
a
huge
gap. Yeah, it was a big gap.
Like, White Chicks was like their comeback movie, and then that's why it was even more of a big deal to a lot of people that grew up with this stuff.
That
because they were like, oh my god, the Wayans brothers are back.
We were like different people. Like, we were fucking puberty kids, or kids for, like, and then we were, like, adults pretty much when White Chicks came out.
No, that mid-20s. Yeah?
Mid-20s.
Really?
No, I wouldn't say early 20s. White Chicks is, like, 2008, right?
No.
No, I thought it was 2013. Did you say
White Chicks?
Was it 2013?
No. White Chicks was not 2006. White Chicks was 2004, guys.
Oh
wow. Shit.
Never mind, that we were still teenagers.
You know what? We were later teenagers.
So, I mean, let's just throw that whole argument away. 4 years later, that's not a long time.
You know what? But we kept watching White Chicks, right? That's probably why we thought about it. We kept watching it.
We're like, that was 2020.
The hype was real, though.
No, I understand. But yeah, so like, I just didn't have like a lot of context until I got to see White Chicks. And I didn't get to see White Chicks until I was like, I don't know, a teenager, maybe?
So what we gotta do is make Alex watch Boys in the Hood, Don't Be a Menace.
I've seen Don't Be a Menace.
Menace to Society,
yeah.
Brutal fucking movie.
Yeah.
We gotta get you all the Hood movies so that you'll have the context for Don't Be a Menace.
Okay.
See?
Yeah, that's true.
Please. Okay, I think that might be good because, again, I watched it and I was like, cool, I've seen it. I can say that I've seen it.
But like, you gotta know.
But I didn't at the time. And again, like, I feel like, I don't know. Well, and it's, you know.
Even about Scary Movie and literally parodying the exact moments and dialogue, they do the same exact thing in Don't Be Menace.
Yeah.
And it's fucking hilarious.
So, I mean, then I guess it makes sense, like, to see the line drawn from Don't Be a Menace to Scary Movie. Because it's pretty much the same thing, but for a horror movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And White Chicks is kind of like they're just having a regular-ass movie, which is kind of nice. I think that's why it changed.
regular-ass movie?
I mean, like, but it's not as much a parody spoof as, like, their
I would say it's pretty much a big parody of blackface, so there's that.
Yeah, but I feel like there's more of a narrative in White Chicks, though.
No, true, but I'm just saying, like, the core elements of that movie is, like, yeah.
Definitely, but I think the characters don't grow or anything. There's no arc for anybody.
Oh, no.
Yeah. In Scary Movie, there's no arc or growth.
No, nobody one becomes changes a better, for the better. Person.
Yeah. And White Chicks, like,
there's no narrative arc at all, other than Cindy
shaving her bush hair. Like, there's not any
It's literally, like, SNL sketch, SNL sketch, SNL sketch, end.
Yeah, that's kind of where White Chick differentiates.
And it ends on a sketch. Yeah.
Your only growth is Sydney, like, learned she likes sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she goes crazy.
And then she gets, like, semen blasted to the ceiling.
Oh, yes.
Actually, one of the other funny jokes that I totally, like, forgot about was when her dad's giving her pep talk before he leaves. And just, like, he's like, oh, I left something in the cookie jar for you. He's like, don't forget to step on it first.
Oh, my God. The dad drug dealer jokes just...
Yeah.
And if you need to cut it, you cut it with baking...
Soda.
You know what? He's like, you don't want muffins growing out of these guys' noses. And she's like, he's like, you've been laughing at that since 2 years old.
Two.
Oh my god,
so good.
But yeah, again, like growing up with that movie, like just like, you've seen enough movies, you know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Like it just it was so well done. It doesn't need horror or anything else to back it up, but they're just funny.
All right, moving right along.
Yeah.
You and a group of friends have to keep a huge secret of murderous proportions, maybe? Who are you trusting to keep your ass out of jail?
Fucking nobody.
Nobody. I can't trust any of these fuckers.
Everybody in the...
Which group of friends? These guys are all fucking... We're all snitching.
No, you're not.
No, we're not snitching, but we're all dumb about it.
Somebody will crack.
Hijinks. What's the group? Hijinks.
Let's see. You know, okay, you know what? If I can bring Adrian and Ruben into the equation...
Sure.
We need Ruben. He's good at plans.
Sure.
We just need, like, a moment, and he'll do the most, like, okay... As the long logistics. As we do this, we're fine.
Why do I feel like they would rat him out faster than we would rat him out?
I'm not saying they wouldn't pick a fall guy.
That's what I mean. Well, I mean, like, part of Ruben's planning would be like, and we need a fall guy just in case, and then they'd boat you on the
island.
But
we need a Venmo and an account to keep steady from when they come out. He'd, like, run the campaign that, like, okay, cool, it wasn't all that big a deal.
I think Flynn's a de facto, like, you have to talk to the cops person. If it doesn't work out, you're taking the fall.
I have to talk to the cops, but also do a good job because we're going to pin it on you.
You're the only one who doesn't have tattoos. You have to talk to the cops.
That's very true.
That's a very good point.
And you look like you're, you know, not scummy us.
Yeah, no, yeah, not scummy. You're a respectable man.
You're not. You look like you are. You look like you are.
A distinguished gentleman.
Look at this distinguished gentleman.
I moonlight as a decent human being. Yes.
Yeah. Basically, there you go.
It's true.
I hope they don't listen to the past podcast episodes. We try to get canceled a lot. Then they're like, oh, shit, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I'll put the voice on. I'll put the corporate voice on.
He's like,
all right, officer, it works fine. Like this.
when he gets caught, he's like, you guys finally did it. You caught the jerker.
Headlines: the jerker caught.
The jerker caught.
I'm like, they didn't have to put those charters on. Who said that shit?
By the way, watch the Ghostbusters episode.
Yes.
listen to the Ghostbusters episode.
Watch it on your.
Just look at the Spotify screen.
There you go.
Just stare at it.
Just stare at it. Watch it while you're listening.
Like old time Indian style in your living room.
Do some like acid beforehand. It'll be great.
Oh wow. All right.
Oh my gosh. Not our voices in acid. We just
our hysterical like cackling laughter.
Oh yeah. That would freak a lot of people out.
No, I would trust Alex. I would trust you with the police thing. I know you get nervous, but I feel like.
I know you get anxious.
Yeah. I'm be like, how can we play? Like, I feel like white girl. And then with the anxiety, they'd be like, okay, listen, we can't. We're pushing this too far right now. You and your brown friends could go.
Wow. We don't want a lawsuit.
Yeah, we don't want a lawsuit. No. And I feel like also, if Alex is feeling confident, when the white girl voice comes in, excuse fucking me, hold on a second, we got rights over here, like that.
Fortunately, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, yeah. So it's a flip of the coin, but I think either way we're more fine than making it to the end and contradicting myself and then getting all Ben Stillery.
Yeah, all right.
How about you?
I'm framing someone.
Okay, you're framing somebody in the scenario.
Yeah.
Always Phil. But I agree. I think it would be a good one.
Hmm.
The filmmaker.
Yeah. I'm framing Phil.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There you go, Phil. I know how you like getting referred. Listen, you know.
There's your shout out.
Your shout out, motherfucker.
They would once again throw you under the bus for very little gain.
Well, I mean, if it's keeping my ass out of jail, like, that's quite a lot of gain.
I feel it. That's true. But also, I think within the context of this whole tale, we would also get to see Phil just get destroyed in this aspect. So I think it's twofold. Two benefits.
Mm, yeah, there you go.
See?
So I think I would trust you two to help me frame Phil.
Yeah, we would
do it.
Because easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, easily.
Because James is longstanding rivalry with Phil. And then I think you would just keep your mouth shut.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like, you know what? I don't know what's happening here. I got my...
No, I just... Yeah. Just because Anthony's, I don't know if anyone, you know, might not know this or not, but Anthony's been under the threat of violence since day one on this podcast. He's actually here under duress, and we're not friends. So I forced him to do this podcast with me.
Yeah, yeah. I have to text her goodnight every night. If I don't, I get like a just screaming voice message. She knows when I haven't heard it because she'll give me questions later on.
I have his location at all times.
She'd be like, oh, did you, what was I screaming about then? What was it? Yeah, yeah, you fucking suck at everything. Okay, yeah. That was an easy one this week.
And this is the story of how Anthony became my bitch.
Jesus.
I'm somebody's bitch.
I'm somebody's bitch. Oh, Half-Baked wouldn't fly either in some
sense. No, definitely.
Oh, Half-Baked?
Oh.
I'm somebody's bitch.
I'm somebody's bitch. No, the devil man! 666, the mark of the beast!
And each other love.
Very good. Kill of the film.
Kill of the film. I'm gonna say Shannon Elizabeth, but it makes me cringe sometimes.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. Oh my god, Brenda. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
I would say Shorty because he gets shot and then takes a hit of himself before he dies.
Oh.
And that's always been one of my favorites because it's like literally like, you want to hit this shit? He dies.
Which is, oh man, he shot me in the lung. Like, you want to hit this shit?
Oh my god, but again, also, what was the guy's name? Cindy's boyfriend? I can't remember.
I don't know, you guys have seen Greg? This movie. Greg. Is it Greg?
No, Greg's the small dick guy.
Oh, Greg's a small dick guy.
I can't remember. I don't know.
Bobby?
Bobby. It's fucking Bobby. Bobby's death because it's the line with fucking Sean Wayne's.
Yeah.
The Wayne's Brothers was a good show. It was a good show that we didn't get a final episode.
He's like, we didn't get a final episode. He's like, I feel losing that.
When I first saw that one in theaters, I fucking lost. I lost it.
I wanted to comment on that because Marlon Wayans also made A Haunted House. I don't know if you've seen those.
I've seen trailers for it.
Okay. So, there's a point in the movie where he gets really drunk, and then he comments really quickly on scary movie films, later ones, and he's hammering. It's kind of that same thing. He's like, I don't know why they fired the Wayans brothers from writing those movies. He's like, those later scary movies fucking suck. It's super good. It's really quick, but it's great. That movie is like, it's pretty not good.
Not good.
Yeah, but it's still like there's moments sprinkled in there that are very funny. Anyway, that's that same level of hilarious. When I first saw it, I was fucking laughing my ass off.
I kind of want to just find that scene.
You have to watch. It's pretty funny.
All right, Alex, kill the film. Kill of the film.
Shorty.
Shorty.
It's just funny, and it's kind of on brand because 420.
Yeah, there you go.
Just remember, if you get shot in the lungs, you can take a hit of yourself before you die.
Yeah, I don't think that's factually accurate.
You could try.
Yeah, okay. Shoot yourself in the lungs, see what happens.
No.
Be a man.
If you got shot in the lungs, you could try it. But you would have to get shot right after you smoked.
Like a shit ton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like right when you hit the hit. Like,
you're holding it,
you get shot, and then...
And then see what happens. Yeah, then I think in that case, maybe, but, you know.
Yeah.
We're not about practicalities.
I'm like that
here.
Yeah, we're really trying to figure this out.
The logistics of this.
I'm a doctor.
And by the way, dick in the ear, totally not realistic.
No!
I was just about to say I'd rather get shot in the lung than get a dick to the ear.
That sounds really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And physically impossible.
I mean, we can go back
and try to figure it out, guys.
I'm sure that's a Pornhub search somewhere.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, for sure. We're pulling up a whiteboard. We're like,
according
to data.
But no, what if we get a baby addicted to it? Well, holy shit, now we're making some traction.
Johnson, you're a genius.
Johnson.
Open a shut case, Johnson. Sprinkle some crack on what's going on.
Anyone else who hasn't done it? Is everyone else on the kill the film?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we're good.
Rate this movie out of 5 lung bong hits. Speaking of...
It's a total nostalgia play for me, so it's 4 bong hits.
Okay.
Like, it's a solid 4 bong hits for me. I just love this movie. It's part of my childhood. And, yeah, it's dated. But whatever. I'm happy.
I will also give it a 4 out of 5 dicks in the ear.
There you go.
I will be giving this 3 out of 5 Bobkins.
All right, that's good. That's optimistic.
It's not bad.
It's not. I thought it was quite optimistic for even me.
There you go.
So I enjoyed it. I think it is a very fun turn your brain off and just laugh at something that might be a little bit dated, a little problematic, but, you know, it's fine. Also love the Dawson's Creek references.
Oh man, and that was a really good one that I forgot about it too. And then the music playing, he's like, "Oh, shit, wrong set."
James Vanderbeek.
He's like, "Oh shit, wrong set."
Oh my gosh, this movie—it's so of its era. It's insane.
Yeah, it is.
So that's it for Scary Movie from the year 2000. Thanks for listening to our 420 episode, guys. I hope this is usable.
Yes, I hope it makes sense. I am still a little stoned and in a bit of a sauna right now. So, yes.
Yeah.
But you know what? Still okay. I'm still pretty good.
Yeah, you know, my apartment. Yeah, all my windows were closed so we could record.
Oh, that's right.
So
can't hear the screaming children.
No, because also it's a bajillion degrees, so people are at the pool.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. And then doing construction out there. It's really the worst conditions.
Right. Yeah.
Alex's neighbor's getting divorced. That's screaming right now.
Right. That's across the way over. They're screaming at each other, so that's the delight.
Mm-hmm.
And again, earlier today, I was texting Anthony. I'm like, it's going to be really hot in my apartment. And he was just like, it'll be fine later. And I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Suit yourself. Anyway, that was Scary Movie from the year 2000. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. It's April, so next week, what movie haven't we covered this month that needs to be covered?
I don't remember. I am still a little high.
It's dipshit.
Please blank the part. Keep the dipshit part. That's really good.
It's blank dipshit.
It's beep dipshit.
Yes. Wow, I can't believe I forgot that. I am ashamed of myself. We're going to have Phil on next week. It's definitely that time of the year, and we're going to be talking some mad shit next week for a while. It's going to be... It's dumb.
My favorite.
It's so dumb.
I love talking shit.
Oh, it's so dumb.
Anyway, so join us next week for that. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. James, thank you so much for joining us and sitting in my super, super hot apartment.
And enjoying some nice hot coffee.
I've been worse.
And,
okay,
and enjoy Hollywood tonight.
What? Yeah, I'm doing that. I forgot I was doing that. Thanks for reminding me.
He's like, oh dear.
Oh goodness.
Oh dear. Oh bother.
Oh bother. Yeah, so thank you so much, everyone, for listening. If you like what you heard and you are listening on iTunes or Spotify, you can leave us a rating on Spotify or iTunes. And if you're listening on iTunes, you can also leave us a review. It does help other people find the podcast, and it means the absolute world to us. So thank you so much. And then if you think we deserve a couple dollars for what we do here, we do have a Patreon. We have tiers as low as $5 a month. You can find us at patreon.com/horrorpeoplepod. And then to stay up to date on the latest and greatest on all of our podcast shenanigans, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are on Facebook and Twitter at Horror People Pod, and we are on Instagram at Horrible People's Podcast. That is HORROR BLE People's Podcast.
Yeah.
You can find Anthony on Twitter and Instagram at Hyrulean Hustler. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop. Where can people find you, James?
Yeah.
Nowhere, because I had to turn everything on private because people on the internet are psycho and have attacked me.
Again?
Oh, it's happened quite a lot, so that's why I just turned everything to private, and I'm like, I'm not dealing with this.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's why you got the degree, so this could happen.
I mean, you know, it's hilarious, but... I had one too many DMs, one too many emails, and yeah, one too many comments, and I was like, all right, clearly has got to stop.
You guys are in the internet timeout.
Yeah,
what is wrong with you people?
Yeah, so, you know, when you write about Joe Rogan, his freaking little lemmings just come after you like crazy.
It's okay, I texted him on Tuesday because I thought he died, so...
Yeah, okay.
There was a thing, like, circling on Twitter where it was, like, that he had died, and I was like, what?
You really? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That would have been, like, front page news. Anyway...
Well, no, he didn't. Like, it was one of those things that looked like it was breaking because it had only happened, like, 20 minutes ago, and I was like, oh, my God! And then I was just like, oh, it's bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm on Twitter, but I'm still not that active. I'm trying to get active on it. And
you know. You want? Oh, speaking of places where people will attack you.
Yeah, right. That, yeah, let me plug that. Now, you're not going to find me, all right?
Fuck off. Just listen to one of our previous episodes with James if you're that hellbent on finding me.
Exactly.
You'll never catch me.
Yeah, or if you...
I'm a public figure. You see?
Yeah. Or if you happen to hear my first and last name that was spoken in the beginning of the episode, you might
be
able to find me.
I didn't spell it.
I'm just saying. Anyway.
I write articles,
see? Trump is calling you Brismella. What do you call him?
Brismella. Yeah, because that was the wrong name on mail back in the day when we got our first apartment.
Been saying that joke since like 2007.
Yeah. Yes. All these long running jokes. I'm learning so much today. Anyway,
thank you. Not a joke. Say.
They're gonna catch rays.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening and dealing with this this monumentally wacky bullshit.
Yeah.
Just you know, what's up?
What's up?
Bye.